welcome to Nightlights, WFIU's late Saturday night jazz program. This is David Brent Johnson, and for the next hour we'll be listening to the musical results of a historic 1959 meeting, that of jazz composer and theorist George Russell and Indiana University jazz educator David Baker, with music from their albums At the Five Spot, Stratus Funk, and the rarely heard Kansas City. It's When Russell Met Baker tonight on Nightlights. That was Theme, a George Russell composition recorded on February 23, 1961 for the Decca album Kansas City, one of three George Russell albums with David Baker that we'll be featuring tonight on Nightlights. We heard George Russell on piano, David Baker on trombone, David Young on tenor saxophone, Don Ellis on trumpet, Chuck Israels on bass, and Joe Hunt on drums. Three of those musicians, David Baker, David Young, and Joe Hunt, came out of the Indianapolis and Indiana University jazz scene. In 1959, Baker had been leading a quintet in Indianapolis and a big band at Indiana University that also included trumpeter Al Kiger, who we'll hear on several selections tonight. Those four Indiana artists all went that summer to the Lenox School of Jazz, which was a summer music program in Lenox, Massachusetts, that ran from 1957 to 1960. To give you an idea of its place in modern jazz history, here's a list of some of the musicians who passed through Lenox, either as students or as instructors. It included Ornette Coleman, Don Cherry, Jimmy Giuffre, Gunter Schuller, Jim Hall, John Lewis, Max Roach, Bob Brookmeyer, Kenny Dorham, Bill Evans, and Milt Jackson, just to name a few. And you can add to that list George Russell, who was a jazz composer and theorist who was in his mid-30s when he first came to teach at Lenox in the summer of 1958. Russell had made his mark in the late 1940s with one of the first modal jazz compositions, Cubana B, Cubana Bop, which was recorded by the Dizzy Gillespie Big Band, and A Bird in Igor's Yard, which was a modernistic piece recorded by clarinetist Buddy DeFranco's orchestra. He also wrote a book called The Lydian Chromatic Concept of Tonal Organization that explained his theory about chords' relations to scales. And in 1959, when he returned to teach at Lenox again, he encountered a group of young jazz artists from Bloomington led by David Baker, who at that time was 27 years old. 1959 was an incredible year in jazz. The albums recorded that year included Miles Davis's Kind of Blue, Charles Mingus' Mingus Ah-Um, Ornette Coleman's The Shape of Jazz to Come, John Coltrane's Giant Steps, and Bill Evans' Portrait in Jazz. Coleman in particular was exerting a strong influence on forward-thinking jazz musicians, and in the liner notes to George Russell's album At the Five Spot, which we're going to hear from in just a moment, Baker reminisces about taking a music theory course with Russell that summer. "He used to try to explain Ornette Coleman's music to us, and I used to fight him on it," Baker said. "Almost every day I would challenge George, but he was very patient with me. I was really threatened by this new music." Though Baker and his musical compatriots were rooted in bebop, they responded vigorously to these new musical horizons that Russell was opening up for them, and Russell ended up absorbing nearly all of Baker's group into a new ensemble under his leadership and went to Indianapolis for a series of rehearsals to hone their sound. The band went to New York, and Kiger, Baker, and Young all played on Russell's Decca album Jazz in the Space Age. The following summer, the group got its first extended exposure to the New York jazz scene with a three-week gig at the Five Spot, a Bowery bar that had been featuring the music of Thelonious Monk, Charles Mingus, Cecil Taylor, and most recently, Ornette Coleman. Not long after, the Russell Sextet recorded its first album and called it At the Five Spot. Although the album wasn't live, the music played on it offered a fair representation of what New York jazz musicians and fans were hearing when they came to see the Sextet at the Five Spot. Here's a George Russell composition from that album, Swingdom Come. You're listening to Nightlights on WFIU. Thank you. The George Russell Sextet performing Swingdom Come, a George Russell composition from At the Five Spot, recorded for the Decca label in September of 1960, featuring George Russell on piano, Al Kiger on trumpet, David Baker on trombone, David Young on tenor saxophone, Chuck Israels on bass, and Joe Hunt on drums. David Baker says in the liner notes to At the Five Spot, "We were all immersed in bebop orthodoxy. George took us into modern music. Even though I'd thought about how chords related to scales, I was essentially just imitating J.J. Johnson. George opened doors for me." Some of the people who came out to see the Russell Sextet when they were performing at the Five Spot and performing this modernistic music included musicians Miles Davis, J.J. Johnson, and John Coltrane. David Baker once told me his most vivid memory of Coltrane is seeing him standing with one foot against the wall at the Five Spot eating candy and listening to the Russell Sextet. And also artists such as Larry Rivers and Willem de Kooning. Baker's former Indianapolis group was suddenly at the center of American jazz and art. Can you imagine that? I mean, the New York City scene in the summer of 1960 was a pretty happening place and time. In the three albums that we'll hear tonight, when that Indianapolis contingent was still the heart of the sextet, the group played a mix of compositions by Russell, by Baker, by a young Carla Bley, and several pieces by Miles Davis and John Coltrane. Here's a David Baker composition, 121 Bank Street, that appeared on At the Five Spot. You're listening to Nightlights on WFIU. The George Russell Sextet performing David Baker's composition 121 Bank Street from the 1960 Decca album at the Five Spot, not actually recorded at the Five Spot, but representative of the music that the Russell Sextet was playing at the Five Spot earlier that summer. The musicians on that included George Russell on piano, Al Kiger on trumpet, David Baker on trombone, David Young on tenor saxophone, Chuck Israels on bass, and Joe Hunt on drums. Well, 1960 was an eventful year in areas besides jazz. An American U-2 flight had been shot down over the Soviet Union earlier that year, which had sort of exacerbated the tensions of the Cold War. And that fall, while these albums that we're listening to were being recorded, John Kennedy and Richard Nixon were vying for the presidency. And the space race continued to heat up, and its prominence in the media may partly account for the title of the next George Russell Sextet album, Stratus Funk. With its invocation of cloud formations in the stratosphere combined with funk, spelled with a PH at the beginning instead of an F, the title composition and the album strove to exemplify the Russell Band's ability to mix jazz's earthy roots with its most progressive tendencies. Russell described Stratus Funk as a 12-bar blues that reaches far out into the 12-tone scale. The band on this Riverside record date from October included what we might call the Indianapolis Four, again, David Baker on trombone, David Young on saxophone, Al Kiger on trumpet, and Joe Hahn on drums. Stratus Funk on WFIU. Thank you. George Russell's sextet performing Russell's composition Stratusfunk, the title track from an album recorded on October 18, 1960 for the Riverside label, again including the Indianapolis Four, Al Kiger on trumpet, David Baker on trombone, David Young on tenor saxophone, Joe Hunt on drums, Chuck Israels on bass, and George Russell on piano. I wanted to mention that I saw David Young perform earlier this year with David Baker in Bloomington. He is still performing, and it was just a tremendous thing to see him and Baker again on stage playing. And David Young did a interpretation of In a Sentimental Mood that would just took our breath away when we saw him play. It's just wonderful. And there's just so much good music to choose from on these three albums. I'm trying to focus mostly on the David Baker and George Russell compositions, and so we'll hear a David Baker composition next. Chris Albertson, in his liner notes to Stratusfunk, says of this next piece's title, "Kentucky Oysters is one term for the popular southern dish best known as chitterlings. Dave Baker's tune of that name is, in Russell's words, a good old funky down-home blues in 3/4 time." Albertson goes on to say that one onlooker at the session described it as 21st century soul music. Well, here we are, 44 years later in the 21st century, and here's David Baker's Kentucky Oysters, performed by the George Russell Sextet on October 18, 1960. Thank you. George Russell Sextet performing David Baker's composition Kentucky Oysters from the album Stratus Funk, recorded for the Riverside label on October 18, 1960. The Russell Sextet went on to play some successful gigs in the Midwest, including a two-week stay at the Blue Room in Kansas City. In February of 1961, the group recorded its last album for Decca, again a studio performance that reflected its live sets, this time from the Blue Room. The subsequent album, In Kansas City, is pretty hard to find these days, but we managed to get a copy on loan for Nightlights. There was one change to the lineup, trumpeter Don Ellis in place of Al Kiger. David Baker, David Young, and Joe Hunt remained, along with Chuck Israels on bass and Russell on piano. The album's opening number, Var Gewesen, is a David Baker composition. Its title is the past perfect of the verb to be in German, meaning it had been. We'll have to ask David exactly what the genesis was for that title. Russell would record it again in the 1980s, so he evidently thought quite highly of the composition. David Baker's Var Gewesen on WFIU. the George Russell Sextet, performing David Baker's composition Var Gewesen from the 1961 Decca album Kansas City. I mentioned earlier that the Russell Sextet songbook included compositions from a young Carla Bley, who was at that time married to pianist Paul Bley, and Miles Davis. We'll hear two such tracks from Kansas City, starting with Carla Bley's Rhymes and ending with Miles Davis's Tune-Up. You're listening to the George Russell Sextet with David Baker on Nightlights.
Thank you.
That's the George Russell Sextet performing Miles Davis's tune-up from the 1961 Decca LP, Kansas City. Before that, we heard them doing Carla Bley's Rhymes. The Sextet would record several more albums for the Riverside label, with David Baker and David Young retaining important roles in the group. Baker went on to become one of the most prominent jazz educators in the world and continues to lead a busy performing and composing schedule while tending to his academic duties at IU. Joe Hunt and David Young still perform as well, and Al Kiger until recently was active in the Cincinnati jazz scene. These three albums, though, At the Five Spot, Stratus Funk, and Kansas City, capture the Russell Group when the Indianapolis Four was an integral part of one of jazz's most forward-looking ensembles. Thanks for tuning in to Night Lights this evening. We hope you'll join us again next Sunday at 11:10 p.m. for Destination Out, the Blue Note recordings of Jackie McLean and Gratian Moncur. Production support for Night Lights comes from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee and Juice Bar. Night Lights is produced in the studios of WFIU at Indiana University and engineered by Michael Pascash. This is David Brent Johnson wishing you good listening for the week ahead.